Okay, we're good.
All right, we have 10 a.m., so we're going to call the January monthly meeting of the Steuben County Legislature to order. I would ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Here.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Hanna.
Here.
Mr. Horton.
Here.
Mrs. Lando.
Here.
Ms. Latimer.
Here.
Here.
Mr. Mayo. Mr. Mayo. I can see you. I can't hear you.
It says muted now.
Mr. Malter. Mr. Mullen.
Here.
Mr. Nichols.
Here.
Mr. Potter.
Here.
Mr. Roush.
Here.
Here.
Mr. Ryan.
Here.
Mr. Shue.
Here.
Mr. Sweckhammer.
Here.
Mr. Van Castle.
Here.
Mr. Van Atten.
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right, we have a quorum. Would Mr. Swackhammer lead us in the invocation and Mr. Horton in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this United States of America and those out protecting it. We just pray that you guide this body throughout this new year, that you help us to understand and to work. We pray all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great comments by members of the public.
Anybody on the call that would like to speak? Going once, going twice. Okay.
All right, public comment closed. A public hearing, agriculture district.
Notice is hereby given that a public hearing will be held by the County Legislature of the County of Steuben in the Legislative Chambers on the 25th day of January 2021 at 10 a.m. upon the Agricultural District within the towns of Bath, Cameron, Canisteo, Jasper, Rathbone, Troopsburg, and Woodhull, New York, known as Agricultural District Number 1, to consider the recommendations of the Agricultural and Farmland Protection Board and any proposed modifications of the district. All persons, citizens, and parties of interest are invited to be heard.
Would anyone like to speak on the Agricultural District Number 1? Hearing no comments, we will close the public hearing. Adoption of the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Any standing committee reports? Special committees? Any reports from county officers? Yeah, can you come up near a microphone?
I'm sorry, just as I know we're going to vote on the sheriff's law enforcement reformation plan today. I did want to place in the minutes on a record that plan is also adopted for the DA's office investigators as well. So I just wanted to place it in that it governs all county law enforcement folks. Okay, that's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any announcements?
Aaron, all right. Aaron,
everyone. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that I know that the state recently delegated some authority to counties with respect to high school sports. And I would like the county to be able to find a way to allow high school sports to begin play. I think that there's a lower transmission effect among kids that age, and I think it's healthy for them to be playing sports.
And to that, if you just want to give them an update.
So like we've dealt with when fall sports were allowed, we have a conference call this afternoon with superintendents, because obviously the stance of the schools collectively and how we're going to handle it, just like before, you know, determines, you know, a lot of what happens. So I'll keep you folks posted. You know, I think there's solutions. It's just a matter of working through the logistics with all the schools, which we're going to start this afternoon.
We just wanted to be consistent in how we did it and have all the school districts involved making the decision with us. So, Mr. Ryan.
You made an announcement the other day on the radio concerning some dictate from the governor as to 65-year-olds and above were not now going to be able to get the vaccine. Did he give you any background or his thinking on why they're doing that?
Why they're having pharmacies administer to the 65-plus?
The way I understood it was the 65-plus are not going to get it now. They got to wait.
No, no, 65-plus. So what they've done is they've directed pharmacies to be responsible for 65-plus, hospitals to be responsible for healthcare workers, and the counties to be responsible for the essential workers, police, fire, teachers, transit, probation, the rest. And in fact, they've gone as far to say if you vaccinate outside of your priority group, you risk not receiving future vaccines. Last week was spent with just fighting with the state, because under that model, if we have extra doses, which we find in both Pfizer and Moderna, we only have Moderna right now, and we have to, obviously we're not going to let it go to waste, and a 90-year-old walks up, they're saying that we can't vaccinate them. Obviously, that doesn't make common sense. So we're spending our time working through that, and I'll tell you, there's a tremendous amount of frustration out there. Obviously, vaccine is in very short supply, but especially the seniors navigating the process to try to find an appointment. You know, even if they are really good with technology, it's very, very difficult. So a lot of challenges. But 65 plus absolutely can get vaccinated right now. It's just a matter of if they can find a pharmacy that has it, or they can go to a state site, a state vaccination site, which the closest to us is Binghamton.
So if you're limited on who you can give the vaccine to, but you're also fined if you don't use the vaccine, how is that working?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
You're in trouble either way. Hospitals are threatened to be fined $1 million if they vaccinate outside of their priority group, and we're being threatened with not receiving additional vaccine, and you're threatened to be fined if you waste dose it, or if you don't use, or if you don't use all of your doses. Well, we find a way in ours to do it, because there's so many teachers, especially, that if we have a dose or two left, we'll call around and find, you know, a teacher to be able to vaccinate. But just incredibly frustrating. There has to be some more efficiency and, I guess, common sense, in my opinion, in the process.
Expecting common sense from the state is a stretch.
I've been doing this long enough. You think I'd learn, right?
Okay. We will move on to the general orders of the day. I would ask the clerk to please read Resolution 1.
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Matters pertaining to county real property tax sales, corrections of property taxes, and other real property acquisitions and dispositions.
Second.
Any questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Now we can hear you.
Yep.
Mr. Mullen. Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Resolution 1 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 2?
Introduced by Mr. Van Otten. Receiving and accepting the January 25th, 2021 communications log is prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Second.
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 Any questions? This is by voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 2 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 3?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols. Authorizing the implementation and funding of 100% of the costs of a transportation project for the Bridge New York 2 bridge replacement, County Route 115 over the Canisteo River, Town of Irwin, which is eligible for reimbursement for Bridge New York funds.
Second.
Any questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Resolution 3 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 4?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing the Commissioner of Finance to transfer funds from the Animal Safety Cost Center to the Animal Cruelty Prevention Capital Project.
Second.
Questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Resolution 4 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 5?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing the county manager to enter into an amended sales tax agreement with the cities of Corning and Hornell for a 5-year term.
Second.
Any questions? Mr. Mullen.
Yeah, could you explain how this is different from our prior...
So if you look at the agreement itself under fourth number or letter A, the agreement that the renewal of the agreement that you last approved didn't have that $15.7 million for our share specifically stated in there. And when Jen was talking and Tammy were talking to the comptroller, they wanted that specific number listed in the agreement. It was in the original. We didn't think that it necessarily needed to be in this one because the formula and the calculation is what it is, but they want that specifically listed. And both cities are okay with it. They've approved.
How is it projected to affect to be different?
Zero.
Zero.
It's just listing it for their purposes.
Any other questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Resolution 5 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing the sale of property in the town of Bath.
Second.
Any questions? Mr. Mullen?
I'm just wondering how we came up with the prices.
IDA? This was the one that's taken multiple years.
Five years.
And this one's different because it was taken in the tax foreclosure, so we can negotiate with private sales under the statute. So this is different than the normal process where we can't reach out to individuals.
Hey, and just, I don't know if it's just me, but I can't hear Aaron at all when he's talking. I can get the gist of what he's saying, but I can't hear him. I don't know if it's just me or not.
Good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I didn't say it.
I know. You threw your voice.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was purposeful. I don't know if it was on purpose, but you know.
Can you hear me now, Steve?
I can.
That's better.
One question. What's the county going to do with the 38 acres we're keeping?
It's my understanding that we were retaining that because it backs up against Mount Washington property.
Okay.
Yeah. So you couldn't hear that either. Tammy said that it backs up against the Mount Washington property. So that's why we're going to retain the 38 acres.
And if I'm correct, most of that's hillside.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, you're not.
It's not.
It's not really developable land.
Non-usable, basically.
Just was curious. That's
yep.
All. Probably just filled with dead ash trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Not with the clerk. Please call the roll.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yeah.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 6 is carried. Will the clerk please read Resolution 7?
Introduced by Mr. Shue, rescinding Resolution Number 082-12 relative to the levy of property maintenance and demolition charges.
Second.
Any questions or comments? This is not good for the county. It opens us up to exposure if we have municipalities that are aggressive in demoing properties and tacking it on. I don't know the best way to communicate them to be careful, but because they may see this as an open pocketbook. All right, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yeah.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 7 carries. The clerk please read Resolution 8.
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer, amending the Commissioner of Finance's authorization to execute a real property easement with Canastillo Wind Energy LLC.
Second.
Any questions? Mr. Mullen.
Yeah, just gonna note that I wasn't sure if there was gonna be more than one tax ID on this lease. I looked at it a little bit and wanted to note that if there is, I think that we should have two separate agreements. I was fine with the language generally, but I've seen the wind companies do that quite often and it ends up basically doubling the revenue that you bring in.
Tammy's handled this for the most part, but I believe it's our understanding that this one replaces the last one, that they moved the actual easement that they needed. So it would just be the one parcel, but we can confirm it. I'm not sure.
Well, that's why I think that it should be split in two different leases, one for each person. And they'll pay the minimum. You know, for each parcel, they pay the minimum. If you're not at, you're not over the linear threshold, the first foot to get to. Well, yeah, they don't do it. Like, I've seen them do it multiple times that way, but I think if they started negotiating with someone and they tried to split their land into 100 different pieces, I don't think that they would do that.
Right. But, well, we can certainly bring that up.
Should I abstain on this
one? Isn't this a little late in the process, though?
I know. And the piece that's only on the transfer station,
recommendation?
We can talk to them. It's a wind project, so I'm not sure how far along it is in the process, if that's an option, but we can ask.
Okay. For today, we're voting on this as is. Any other questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Roush?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 8 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 9.
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Hsu. Authorizing the reclassification of one radio technician, grade 12, to one senior radio technician, grade 14, within the emergency management office.
Second.
Any questions? If not, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Roush?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Mr. Mayo?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Resolution 9 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 10.
Introduced by Mr. Hsu, approving the standard workday and retirement reporting resolution as required by the New York State Comptroller.
Second.
Questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Roush?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Mr. Mayo?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Resolution 10 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 11.
Introduced by Mr. Hsu. Designating the organizations included in the definition of agency according to the Steuben County Ethics Law.
Second.
Any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Mr. Mayo?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Roush?
Yes.
Resolution 11 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 12?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu. Designating the titles, positions, and entities to be included in the designation of county official as it pertains to the Steuben County Ethics Law.
Second.
Any questions?
I got just a technical question. Why wouldn't we have just put this in the law to begin with rather than doing another resolution?
Because this list is actually fluid. We'd have to change the law every time you added or removed a position in that grouping.
Okay. Thanks.
Wasn't this also on recommendation from the state or more clarification from the state?
Well, it's, yeah, that was one of the items when we had our audit. But yeah, the law, our ethics law actually stated we had to do this.
Okay.
From here on out, now that you've made the designation, from here on out, the chairman would promulgate the list. So you'll still have to sign a list every year.
Okay, and the word promulgate means?
Means designate the list based upon if we added any new positions in that same type of.
I get it.
good question, Scott. Good question.
Any other questions or comments? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 12 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 13.
Introduced by Mr. Shue, designating the departments precluded from participating in the purchase of real or personal property owned by the County of Steuben.
Second.
Second.
Any questions? If not, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
No.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Resolution 13 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 14.
Introduced by Mr. Horton, adopting the Steuben County Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative Plan.
Second.
Any comment, Mr. Ryan?
Yes, I'm going to have to vote no on this. Not because I believe that Sheriff Ellers has done a poor job in creating the product. He's done an admirable job. It's just that we've had these dictates for reform. We had the dictate to reform the court system. And we've had to reconstruct the whole main level of our county building, not knowing whether we're going to get refunded or not. We had the reform, the dictate to reform cash bail. How's that working out for us? That's a beauty. And now we have a dictate to reform policing. I don't really believe, I mean, I believe in reform, but I think we have to have a reason for it. And in this case, I think the police departments in our county have done an outstanding job, and which the survey attested to. So again, I don't like dictates, especially one like the police reform where he says, if you don't do this, we will defund your police department. Now, that doesn't make sense to me, but.
Well, it doesn't make sense, but isn't it enough impetus to do the plan? I agree that dictate doesn't make sense that they would defund, but isn't it enough of an impetus to actually do the plan and submit it?
So far, all these reform plans have created some, what's the word? Some consequences that weren't seen. That's the name of it. Unforeseen consequences. And I just don't like the idea of it all. I'm sorry. Okay. No, I'm not. I'm not sorry.
Ms. Lando?
So, to just follow up on what my esteemed legislator.
Easy now. I know.
She's running for office.
I was a participant on some of the committees, and I
did an excellent job.
No, I didn't have to do it, but I think it showed how well run our city police officers and our county police has been for the last several years. And I think that in retrospect, I think it showed that we were doing a good job. And yes, there's always room for improvement, always. And I think this is a good plan that's not gonna cost us a lot of money, but yet fix some things that need to be fixed. It's not what everybody wanted, all the people who call, you know, the public, but I don't think we needed to do that. I think what they've got in this plan is a good plan for not only the county, but also for the city of Corning.
Yeah, the only word of caution, and I mean, you know, personally, you know, it, as staff, we share some of Mr. Ryan's concerns about mandates and edicts and things like that because of the impact that it has both operationally and financially. But just a word of caution that it's not just police or law enforcement revenue that would be at risk if we don't adopt a plan. It's all state revenue. So we're talking millions upon millions of dollars if we don't adopt a plan.
It's Fitzpatrick.
I want to say that I do share some of Mr. Ryan's concerns, and I believe that our police department does an excellent job. I feel like some of these reforms and the edicts come down because there are bad apples in other places that do a lot of bad things. And I think that there's a shift in what's going on in the world, particularly in our state, where we are continually trying to improve the life of persons who make bad choices, and the rest of us somewhat have to suffer for those choices. This is part of that suffering. I think that the sheriff and his team did an excellent job on this. I certainly plan to vote to adopt it because that's what we need to do. But at some point in time, you would think that we're going to have to stand up and fight for the rights of the individuals that live by the rules.
Mr. Van Castle.
So I think, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't the sheriff kind of looking into this reform before it was mandated? I think he was taking a look in the mirror anyway at the sheriff's office. And I don't think that's ever a bad thing to do. Another thing, the reason that I am going to vote for this is simply because I think it's an opportunity to show to the other counties in the area of just how well of a job we were doing before this was mandated to us, and maybe inspire the other counties to jump on board that do have problems in their police and their sheriff's departments, because I don't see where it's going to change that much. And I think it kind of shines a light again on how well we were doing. So I just don't see, I'm not happy with the forced mandate either, but I don't see a lot of bad coming out of this.
Ms. Ferratella?
Yeah, I would agree that we should adopt this plan. I think a lot of things have come out of it that even the sheriff recognizes that we can improve, like community relations, things like that. And I think we should also recognize that team and the sheriff. I mean, I know he spent over 300 hours on this project, and I think it's fitting to recognize them for all their work.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm very happy and pleased that they were able to do this deep dive, even though it was required. It's still a good thing to look deep into your organization and across other organizations, how they all tie together. So, I think this was a good project. Yes, it was a huge burden and a huge task. And fortunately, we have a sheriff that stepped up and said, I'll take it and run with it. Yes, we did get some help from the folks at Corning, which was a huge asset to get. And now the sheriff understands what the old DMAIC process is, which us Corning people lived that. but it didn't really expose any huge weaknesses or deficiencies. It just kind of showed where some improvements could be made. I think some of the recommendations were too outlandish to even for me to accept, like having a public group be the judge of everything employee related with our deputies. They don't understand law enforcement and how it's carried out from an employee standpoint. And I don't think that would do anything to help. So I appreciate the job that they did do on this. I know that other counties, I sent a copy up to Yates already because the chairman asked for it, because they didn't have a sheriff that was as gung-ho about doing this as ours was. So we're lucky to, you know, to have that group out there. And I certainly support this.
Thing. I think my understanding is this: in the Cuomo State of the State message, Ben was recognized for this program.
Yeah.
Sheriff, go ahead.
I was going to say I don't think that a once in a generation introspection is a very big burden for any agency to undertake. And certainly this directive from the state wasn't focused on Steuben County necessarily, because the issues we have here with policing are certainly very much different than those that gave rise to this mandate. But even then, I do agree. I think Sheriff Allard's done a wonderful job. But I think there's always room to take a look at oneself and say, okay, there's a couple things we can do better. And I'm glad that he took that burden on. And if not happily, at least he certainly didn't criticize it in the way that I think some of the legislature has. But I think it was a good idea. I think we've done a good job with it. And I think it's only going to lead to better times ahead for relationships between the police and the citizens, not just here, but throughout the state, where I think the problem is much greater.
You want Miss Lando?
So I question to my fellow legislators, do we really think this would have happened if we didn't have some sort of a demand at the end of it? I don't think this is a voluntary thing that we would have done to the extent that we did it, unless we had some sort of a hook. Just my comment.
Anything else?
Yeah, I'd like to add a comment here. If nothing else, I think this bolsters the public confidence in our local law enforcement here in Steuben County.
Okay. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
No.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Sweathammer.
Yes.
Resolution 14 carries. Will the clerk please read resolution 15?
Introduced by Ms. Latimer, modifying, adopting, and consolidating agricultural districts number 1 and number 10 as a result of the 8-year review of district number 1.
Second.
Any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Ms. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Resolution 15 carries. Clerk, please read Resolution 16.
Introduced by Ms. Latimer, supporting the Heat Smart FLX South program.
Second. Questions?
I just have a comment that where you can get gas is cheaper than electric. So a heat pump, which runs on electric, isn't going to run as efficient that a gas boiler is. So we have to be careful what we advertise and what we promote, because people start switching to heat pumps, their bills are actually going to go up if they have gas.
Not only that, but in this climate, heat pumps aren't
correct
able to handle this type of weather.
Yeah, so I'm a little concerned again about Cornell Extension jumping on the bandwagon with heat pumps in this area. Something like windmills and solar systems.
If I read that correctly, wasn't it they were just going to give instruction and information to the county on this project? Or, I mean, we're not under any obligation to do this or use these products, are we?
Yeah, I think it's they are. You're right. They are provide. They're a resource for information for this.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments? This is by voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 16 carries. I've asked the clerk to read the entirety of Resolution 17, and I would thank her and the county attorney for putting it together.
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Recognizing the efforts of county employees for their service during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Whereas the COVID-19 pandemic hit New York State in March 2020, creating a public health emergency, and whereas the Emergency Operations Center was activated and staffed with the director and deputy director of the Emergency Management Office, the public health director, public health emergency coordinator, and public health education coordinator, in addition to the county manager. And whereas the county team of nurses, public health professionals, and the sheriff's department worked tirelessly to minimize the impact of COVID-19 on our communities and businesses, facilitating testing through the New York State Department of Health, monitoring and tracking individuals under quarantine, and fielding innumerable questions from the public and municipal leaders. And whereas while the EOC staff directly handled the public health emergency, the deputy county manager handled the administration aspect of the county departments with the guidance and assistance of the county attorney. And whereas throughout the pandemic, department heads had to rethink how they operate in order to continue to provide the needed services to the citizens of the county while also protecting their employees from contracting the virus. And whereas through the exemplary leadership of the county manager and the deputy county manager and the dedication of department heads and many county employees, the operations of the county have continued without interruption or a reduction in county services. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Steuben County Legislature expresses its sincere gratitude and respect to the dedicated staff of Steuben County for improvising, adapting, and helping in ways that were outside of their normal job duties, in overcoming many challenges that arose during this crisis. And be it further resolved, this legislature is extremely proud of these employees who have gone the extra mile throughout this pandemic, whether they were working to protect the public from the virus, assisting those who contracted the virus, or helping to continue the operations of the county by providing vital services to the residents of Steuben County. And be it further resolved, certified copies of this resolution shall be provided to all county departments.
Second.
I would suggest that all legislators be listed as seconding this resolution.
We can do that.
That's a great
idea. So this talks a lot about what they've already done, and it's not over with yet. And I think the vaccine issue is just overwhelming them again when they think they can take a breath. I do know I had a friend who he and his wife tested positive and they were quarantined. And he's a very vocal, opinionated person. And he messaged me after, well, it was probably a week into it. He messaged me and said, I really appreciate what the folks at the county are doing. Because the deputy would stop and talk to him. He was a friend with the deputy who lived in Lindley, but he said, these guys are working a ton of hours and it's not letting up yet. And so to hear someone like him say that, to me really, it showed the amount of dedication and the hard work and the perseverance that these people have been doing for the last year.
I think we should also share this with our senator and assemblyman to let them know the work that is going on here, as in any other county, but just to reiterate what's gone into this.
Well, and thank you. And thank you all. I mean, you know, it's crazy times. You know, every single staff person has been involved. You folks have. It's just been a total team effort, but the recognition really means a lot. And I know it does to staff.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I just want to mention that this resolution is wonderful and it explains it completely, but I think that the public generally probably has no concept as to the number of hours that our county employees and officials have put into getting us through this pandemic. And I just can't thank them enough because they've gone way above and beyond. Thank you.
Yeah, they have, I would agree. And they have the ability to do something that I can't on social media. When they post results for the day and you read through some of the comments that people make, criticizing the county, it's to not want to respond to that or to not respond to it would be impossible for me. And I appreciate their professionalism.
Some days it's not easy to. I just scream at the wall.
All right. Any other comments? If not, this is by voice vote. All in favor?
All right.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Resolution 17 carries. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, can we take 18 through 25?
Six.
Six. Thank you.
Yes, you'll see the grin to my left. Yeah,
yeah. Your request includes just waiving the reading.
Dispense yes. The reading. Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
There's a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, and now. We
need a second to all of these.
Yeah, we did.
Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay.
And now a voice vote on all of these passing. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. 18 to 26, carry. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have an item for executive session.
Yes. Ongoing litigation.
Okay. Before we go in, just one point, Mrs. Ferratella asked me this morning about committee goals and should we be getting goals from the bottom up or the top down. My opinion is the committees work with the department heads, they develop their goals together and then raise them up versus being the top pushing it down through. That's what I'm used to working in. Let the department heads who are the closest to what needs to be improved, help come up with the ideas with the committees. Does anyone have any opinion otherwise? That work?
So, and I can facilitate that process, and I apologize with everything. It's been a little delayed. I have everything to get out to the department, so it might be your March committee meetings. It won't be ready for next week, unfortunately, but
most of us understand.
Okay.
Mr. Hanna.
How will that be communicated to committees?
So
up to the chairperson to.
What we'll do is we'll email them out to the committees prior to your March meeting. You know, sometime probably mid to late February, have you folks have time to digest and react, and then at your March meeting, if all the committee chairs are comfortable with that, you can provide feedback. I mean, in the interim, you can provide feedback if you like something, don't like something, but you know, formal discussion and kind of your blessing at the March meetings, if that's okay.
And don't claim a goal that's already been achieved.
No, the guy didn't take it.
Oh, he didn't take the job?
No, it's not.
Oh.
It has not been accomplished. You thought I had, and he turned us down. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I apologize, Mr. Nichols.
When I heard he turned us down, I says, I got to get him for that.
All right. So with that, a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Ongoing litigation.
Clean house.
And is someone going to text Earl?
He's on.
Oh, he's on. Yeah, okay.